Gee, it's been a long time since we angels have had any appearances to the humans. I wonder what's going on.
Yeah, the last time I had an assignment was to give bread and water to that poor prophet Elijah. What a mess he was in.
And I haven't been down to earth since I called out to that guy Moses from out of the burning bush. Dude, I'll never forget the look on his face. Oh, Moses, over here.
I kind of miss my days being the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. Remember when Moses led God's people out of slavery in Egypt? That was really exciting. I like road trips.
But then Moses went up on Mount Sinai and the people made the golden calf. Remember that? Boy, those humans sure get confused easily.
Yeah, sometimes they're not so smart.
A lot of times.
They keep wanting to think that they're in charge.
You know, honestly, I don't miss that part of appearing to the humans. We go to all that work to take them God's message. We fly down to another dimension, but still, half the time the humans don't get it. And when they do, they go off the rails pretty quick.
Dude, you are so right. Flying at warp speed is no joke. I wonder what God sees in them. I'd rather play basketball than waste my precious time with those silly humans anymore.
I'd rather play baseball.
Or soccer. Or play in the snow.
Yeah, let's go play basketball.
Or do practically anything
besides messing with the humans.
Hey, Angels, I just got back from my meeting with the big guy. He has a new assignment for us.
Ugh. Are you kidding me?
No, seriously, God has a plan. You know that big promise he made to the humans a while back, that he would send a savior? God says the time is now.
Gabe, the humans are hopeless. They never pay attention. And when they do, they go off, they mess it up in about 2 nanoseconds.
That's right, Gabriel. God gives them the promise, and they forget. God gives them the commandments, and they can't follow 10 simple rules. God sends prophets, and they get wrecked. I'd rather play soccer.
Or basketball.
Or baseball.
Or baseball.
Or play in the snow.
I really want to play basketball right now.
I don't get it, Gabe. Why does God care so much about those humans anyway? I mean, just look at them. They're mean to each other. They fight. They squabble over dumb stuff. They can't get along to save their lives.
And they always think they're in charge. Why does God put up with that?
That's a good question, Lucas. I've asked God that same thing myself. I said, God, why do you even bother? You know what he said?
What?
I love them. That's what the big guy tells me. He says, Gabe, I made them, and I love them. I want them to learn.
To learn what?
To hear my voice.
Oh yeah, the still small voice.
God says to me, Gabriel, I want them to hear me and to trust me. I want them to learn to see my face.
But God doesn't have a face.
Right, so here's the plan. You know how God has been telling the humans he would send a savior? Someone who will fill the humans with wonder, a mighty counselor, a prince of peace?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, this has to be a tightly coordinated action. We angels have 6 appearances and 2 dream messages coming up. We have a couple of old people, a carpenter, a teenage girl, 2 little babies, and a giant supernova with 3 wise men. This will be our most complex mission so far. You in?
Yeah, sure, you bet. Okay, so I go to a guy named Zachariah. He's a priest in the temple. He's kind of old. I tell him that he and his wife are going to have a baby. This baby will grow up to be a great prophet named John. Zachariah doesn't believe me. Figures. So I hit him with a bolt of lightning, and he can't speak. Ooh, I like that. Bam!
Oh, Gabe, I got the teenage girl.
But we still have more work to do. Lucas F., go on. You're next. You have this guy, Joseph. He's a carpenter. He'll be the baby's earthly dad and help raise a kid.
Let's see. Okay, so Joseph is engaged to that girl, Mary, and they're supposed to get married.
Ew!
Then he finds out she's having this baby. He thinks she's been seeing other guys, so he's going to break up with her.
Yay! Yay!
Then I speak to Joseph in a dream. I want to scare Joseph. Please, can I give him a nightmare? Please?
Just stick to the plan, Lucas.
Oh, all right. Okay, so I speak to Joseph in a dream, and I tell him the baby is from God and that everything is going to be okay. Go ahead and get married to Mary.
Ew!
And God will take care of you and your family. Wow, Gabe, that's asking a lot of a guy.
I know, right? I told you this is a huge assignment. Now, Nico, you're next. You have the shepherds.
Oh, good. I like sheep. So I peer to these shepherds out of the hills. I scare the pants off them. Thanks, Gabe. I like this part.
Then I want everyone to arrive and make a big show of strength. Wave your hands like this and say, glory, glory, glory,
glory, glory, glory, glory.
That's it. Now there are these three foreigners, see? They study the stars, trying to figure out what's going to happen. So God makes a supernova appear to get their attention.
But Gabe, why foreigners?
Because God wants this baby to be the savior for all people. Remember God's promise to Abraham and Sarah?
Oh yeah, through your family, all the people of the world will be blessed. Now I get it.
And these foreigners are going to help spread the news. Because the humans don't have internet yet. They're so underdeveloped.
So the foreigners come to see the boy. They give him treasure and bow down to him because they figure he'll be a great ruler of God's people someday. But there's an evil king in the land. He hears about the boy in the supernova, and he gets really jealous. He wants to kill the kid.
Oh, no!
So he warned the foreigners to go home by a different road so the mean, jealous king doesn't bug them.
Yay!
Then it's my turn again. I go to Joseph again. I warn him in a dream. Joseph, you're in danger. Get out of there. Take your family and run to Egypt. Wow, Joseph is a human who pays attention and does what God tells him. I like that guy.
So Joseph, Mary, and the kid live in Egypt for a few years. Then after a while, the mean, jealous king dies, and...
And I go back and tell Joseph in another dream that he can go back to Israel. But then I warn him yet again to go to Nazareth because the family will be safer there.
Then we just have to watch over everything for a little while, about 30 years, until the next big round of angelic appearances.
We'll need a rest after all that.
Yeah, Gabe, this is a lot.
So God must really love these humans after all, to send this special baby into the world and all?
This is a baby who will be God's face to the humans. He'll grow up and live the life that God wants all people to live. He'll show them how to be kind to each other, how to love each other, and how to let God be in charge.
Will they finally see that they're happier when they let God run things?
I sure hope so. Flying at warp speed is exhausting.
Then we can get back to playing basketball.
And soccer.
And playing in the snow.
Or reading a good book.
Or just about anything.
Come on, guys, let's go play basketball.
Hey, Gabe, you didn't tell us the baby's name.
Oh, right, his name is Jesus. It means God will rescue his people.
And I think it'd be good to introduce the angels.
Thank you. So our king of the angels, Gabriel, is played by Sammy Hemphill. And we have our other angels, Lucas Frisella, Nico Frisella, Lucas Hemphill, Christopher Christensen, and Nolan Frisella. And music by Miles Campbell.
Yay. Yeah. And then, of course, director and writer, Trina. Yeah. Thank you all. Thank you all.